All right, as far as the injuries go, the guys who will not practice today are Tamba, which is normal protocol here. Abdullah has not cleared the concussion protocol yet, but he's getting closer. Justin won't practice today with a knee sprain. DeAnthony with a concussion, he hasn't passed the protocol. And then Spencer Ware has bruised ribs. He won't practice today. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Ravens. It's easy when you turn on the film to see that they're not exactly what their record shows. They've had a few injuries, but the guys that are playing in there are playing their hearts out, and I know firsthand that they're very well coached and that they'll play hard. So our guys, they understand all that. We're starting the process today of getting ready to play them and with this Wednesday practice. So look forward again to that challenge. Time's yours. Yeah, I don't know about the size part of it. I don't know. He has symptoms, and so with that, some days he feels good, some days he doesn't. So you just follow the protocol. I don't know, but I mean, he took a pretty good lick. So.
Okay, I'm just trying to get a sense for how serious you think this is. I mean, do you expect him to be back by the end of the year?
Well, he could be back by the end of this week, so he could be. We're just kind of taking that day by day. And I mean, we're kind of at that point. He's going through the whole thing that they do, so.
What do you need to do to get a more consistent out of Travis, both in terms of production but also discipline to a degree?
Nobody works harder. He comes out here every day, busts his tail. You got to remember that this is his first year as a full-time starter. And so I've been proud of how he's handled himself and working through. He's so competitive. Does he have some youthful moments? Yeah, there's some youthful moments, but he sure had some big plays for us. And he'll continue to do that. We just got to keep in mind this is the first day he's been asked to be that guy every day.
And do you see that part of that is the exuberance and the way he plays? These are sins, is the wrong word. They're sins trying too hard when those things go awry.
He loves to play the game. You never have to worry about that with him. So if there's a hiccup here or there, it's normally because he's going 110 miles an hour. So I don't ever worry about him not liking, or wanting to play the game or any of that. He loves doing it. He works his tail off. He's always here getting better at the game. And I think he's just matter. He's one of our better players, had some huge plays for us. So I think it's just a matter of continuing to play, and then a couple of those little hiccups get out of the way. But he hadn't had too many.
After the interception, Alex Smith threw, he didn't seem to lose any aggression, his willingness to go downfield. Is that a noticeable difference you've seen with him throughout the season, that he's willing to go
down? Yeah, he stay aggressive. Yeah, he doesn't. He's been doing this a while. He's confident. So he got right back on it. That play he made, I've said it a couple of times, but that was a huge play. I mean, that was big time in a lot of ways, not only the throw to 12, but also getting us into that situation. So you've got to have a short memory to play that position. You got to learn from your mistakes, short memory, and then move on. And he did that. It was a great example of him doing that. And, he'll make the majority of those throws.
On the snap read, have you noticed that he's getting better at this year, especially at seeing exactly what he wants to do?
We've given him more to do in that area, and I think that's one of his real strengths. He just got a great feel for that stuff. So.
Andy, you said from the start here that you encouraged your players to show their personality, don't try to hide it. Now, there's some coaches that say that's opening the door to some trouble. Why do you have that approach?
I think within the schemes, I think you need to do that. I mean, that's what makes each player an individual player, makes them great. You don't want to take any of that away from them. So, we're fortunate here, and I come back to Doris on this, that he's brought guys in here that enjoy playing the game, and I don't want to push that down. I want them to do it within the confines of the scheme and disciplines of the scheme, you know, let it go, man.
Over your career, 17 years, you've had to walk a tightrope with that approach with some guys who are way over here. And where did you first kind of develop this idea that that's, you got to let them go, let them be who they are?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But I can pull them back if I need to pull them back. I'll do that. But I want them to, I want the whole player. So if you get a, you know, if your editor, it's not in your case, but if he's telling you, you got to keep within these confines here, and these, it's probably not so good. If he just cuts you loose a little bit, you might have a pretty good article that comes out, pretty creative. I think I question some of you, but we, you know, I'm not, I won't ask you any questions. But yeah, that's.
So you still have the end of the leash, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah.
Andy, you probably saw that Andy Dalton got hurt for Cincinnati trying to make a tackle the other day. What's your advice to Alex or whoever your quarterback might be on stuff like that?
Yeah. So normally you teach your quarterback to take the high road to angle. Be the deep safety part of it. Sometimes you can't do that. And I think that was probably Andy's. You just, I mean, it's right there on top of you, and you got to do it. And you're not going to not tell them to make a tackle. I mean, that just, they're competitive guys. And so you just, you know, you let them do it, and you hopefully have got enough technique and get out of the way that they can do it the right way. Yeah, the offensive lineman in me does the head coach part of it. I kind of hold my breath.
There's not a lot of quarterbacks who have been able to stay on the field all season when you look around the league.
Yeah.
Does that maybe go a little unnoticed with Alex that he's able to avoid big shots and be out there every week?
Yeah, he's a tough kid. I mean, all these guys that play that position, I think, are tough kids. I mean, they take some big hits, and, you know, that's the way it works. I mean, it's a – There's a lot of glory in that position and so on, and a lot of pub that goes with it. But down underneath all that, these are tough guys that are doing that. And the ones that make it through are very fortunate. I just that's why you need good backups in this league. But he's done a good job with it, and the O-line's gotten better and better. And, you know, so that's an every week adventure there. You got to make sure that you stay right on top of your game as an offensive lineman. Running back, tight end, the guys that are involved in the blocking schemes for that reason, though.
Coach, on the subject of quarterbacks, yesterday's transaction report reflected that Tyler Brace practice period is over. The 3 weeks, is he activated or is he back to NFI?
That's a good question. I'll get you that. Doris is doing all that stuff, so I'll get you. I didn't meet with him this morning before I came out here, so.
Andy, on the run before the end of half, Alex had the scramble to set up the field goal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think throughout his career, he's had a pretty good feel for that. And the linemen, there are seams there that are created. So if he has to go, he's got to go. The one good thing about him is he's always got his eyes downfield and looking to get it to the receivers if possible. I mean, that's kind of the last resort there. But when he goes, he can still run, and he's effective, and it does put pressure on the defense. Yeah, I think by your third year, you got to, if you're working hard, and he does, so I think he's got a pretty good feel on everything that's going on around him, and he does have a lot of responsibility up there that he's been given, and he handles it well. I mean, we have a lot of trust in him to do those things that he does. So, and he's got a good eye for it, and again, he studies like crazy.
Sam, hey, Bob.
Yeah, I think both of these two would say the same thing. Both he and DeVito end up getting the injury the same time. And then they went in, they drove each other to the brink every day. I mean, just they tested and worked and worked and each other till they were exhausted. And then they had Rick, who I think is a great rehab guy. I mean, that's one of his real strengths as a trainer. So, but to have another guy there that you can challenge each other with, that's priceless. And I think they said that when they got done with it. Without him, I wouldn't be here, you know, vice versa. So, I mean, it's a tribute to both of them. But DJ's playing, he's playing real good football here. And you're right. Most guys, in particular his age, they don't make it back, and at least not at that level. And he's playing as well as he's played since I've been here. So right now, yeah.
Without Jamal, how has your running game changed or not changed?
Yeah, it probably hasn't changed too much. And that's not. I mean, there's only one Jamal. I mean, we know that. So, but the actual schemes really haven't changed much at all. Yeah.
So you're really kind of calling the same plays?
Same thing.